Parshas Vayera begins with Vayedaber Elokim al Moshe Vayomer lo ani Hashem Vayera lo Avraham al Yitzchak al Yaakov b'kel Shakai v'shmi Hashem lo nedati lehem. So Rashi says, what's the difference between Kel Shakai and Shem Hashem? Rashi says v'shmi Hashem lo nedati lehem. What does it mean lo nedati lehem? It says lo nedati ein ksiv kan elo lo nedati. Loi nikarti lehem v'mida amita sheli. Shalene krishmi Hashem. Nemal amas devarai, shrei yiftachtam lekiyamtim. Hoidati means I didn't tell them, and loi noidati means I didn't make myself known to them. It's not that Hashem was never said to the Avos. He never manifested himself with the mida of Shem Havaya. What's the difference between Kel Shakai and Shem Havaya? Says Rashi, Kel Shakai is that amaftiach. Heftachtem harvei avtochos v'kulan amayt lamani kel shakai, says Rashi. Kel shakai means that I'm maftiach that I'm going to give you nesatzchem v'seretz kenan v'chulu. Your children are going to be kafar aretz. All the avtochos that the Avos got, but they lived with avtochos. They never saw the kiyum of the avtocho. Says v'shmi Hashem lo nedati lehem. And even so, they were maharach armidosai. Even though I never proved myself kiilu to them, nevertheless, they were never mahar. And you're already being maharach arvoisai, lo mashalachtoni, he says in the last six parsha, and the last six parsha. It's interesting, the Meshech Chochma points out in Parshas Bereishis, in Sefer Bereishis, that it says, Sefer Bereishis, it says, by the Yaakov Avinu's Chaloim, it says, by Yaakov Avinu's Chalom, so it says at the beginning of the parasha, Vayetze, Vayine Hashem Nitzav Alo, Vayimar, Ani Hashem Alekei Avraham Avicho. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov Avinu and says, Ani Hashem Alekei Avraham Avicho. Here he says with Hashem, Shem Avaya. A few psukim later, Yaakov wakes up and he says, Vikas Yaakov Mishanos, Vayimar, Ochein Yesh Hashem Bamokim Azev, Ani Lichil Yodoti. He says, I was never Makabel for my parents, says Meshech Chochma. The midah of Shem Havaya, I was only mekabel Kel Shakai, and you find all the times through when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to the Avos, first time as Kel Shakai, says that's what Yaakov was saying. Yikas Yaakov mishnas vayomer achin yesh Hashem Shem Havaya b'mokem ezeh. I know chilo yodati. I didn't know. I don't know. I don't have a Kabbalah. What's this Shem Havaya? What is the Lamaisa? It's the ability to. It's the haftachos without the kiyum. Says Rav Volbe Betzim. That's what a Yid is all about. That's what a Yid is all about. A Yid is living this life. We're living in this world with working and being Ovid and being Mashkia and being doing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will without seeing the Kiyum of the Avtocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us you're going to get Tzchar for everything that you do. And nevertheless, that Tzchar is Lachar Me'avetzu. We have to live this world with the Avtocha without the Kiyum. With the Kel Shakai. That's the avoid of a Yid. Be'etzem, most people do that. Most people, they're able to work for a month and you get paid at the end of the month. How can you be mashkiya? You're not getting paid. Yeah, because you know at the end of the day you're getting paid. There is a well-known experiment that they did, that they tested children. Little kids, they gave in first grade, they gave them candies and they told them you could either take, there was a basket of candies, taffies on the table. And they said you could either take one taffy now, or it could take two taffies in half an hour. And they found half the kids took like this and half the kids took like that. The kids, so they followed these children through their path in life, and after many years later they found out that all the kids that took the one taffy now, most of those people became cab drivers and waiters and people that they make money, they work and they make money al makom, what we call blue collar. As opposed to the ones that waited and they got paid, they got the two taffies at the end, they became like white collar businessmen, people that jobs they get paid at the end of the month. But even the people that get paid ala makom, there's always scenarios, always things that a person is willing to be mashkiya even though he's not getting paid now, will get paid at the end. Right, I'm a taxi driver, but every day I take a certain person and from place A to place B and I'll get paid at the end of the month. Because at the end of the month, l'maisa, we see the ashko that the person, the maisa that gets the money at the end of the day. However, here it's much harder. Here you don't see it. You don't see the kiyum b'chlal of the haftach v'kadosh baruch hu. And the meila, it's ashko after ashko after ashko that a person has to be mashkiya their entire lives with the knowledge that at the end of the day, in a Hanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back. The truth is that imagine Reb Chaim Kanievsky give avtocha to somebody, right? He gives avtocha to somebody, if you do this and this, then Mirat Hashem, after 12 months, you'll have a child. And this is like, this has happened. It's not. And Mashgiach, that I go to his volume, he says that he always wanted to tell Kofrim, this he said before Reb Chaim was lifted, he says he always wanted to tell people that don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sit by Reb Chaim for a week. See if you could explain anything that goes on over there. All the avtachis. I've heard from Bnei HaChabur firsthand, totally uncomprehendable stories that are clearly nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But imagine Reb Chaim Kanievsky gives the avtacha, you do this, you learn Maseches Brachos, and you'll have bracha in the house, and within 12 months you'll have a child. So do you have any suffix that within 12 months you're going to have a child? And if it was the Ariza that told you, and if it was the Rishim Barichoy, like the story of Rishim Barichoy that says that he told the Medrash brings down the story of two people that were married, a couple that was married, and after 10 years they didn't have children. The kids are, they came to Rishim Barichoy, they said, that's it, after 10 years they don't have children, you're supposed to divorce the wife. So he said, yeah, absolutely. He says, but you should make a party. It's not that you're upset at her. So the same way that you started the marriage with a party, then you should also have a gerush with a party. Kids are, sure enough, they have a whole party, and he gets a little bit inebriated. And the husband, and he tells his wife, you could take one thing from the house, anything, the thing that's most dear to you, take from the house. We had such a great marriage, and whatever it is that you remember. Kids are maisa, he falls asleep, his mom is out. Next thing he wakes up in the morning, and sure enough, he's in his wife's house, his former wife's house. He says, what is going on over here? She said, what do you mean? He said, I'm supposed to take the most important thing to me. So I took you. You're the most important thing to me. Kids, they came to Rishim Baruch Hu, Rishim Baruch Hu holds the story, and he says, oh, if that's the case, he says, for sure you're going to have Negila V'nisma Chobach. He says, the same way that we should tell that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is the thing that's most dear to us, the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But he said, he gave them a bracha, that the Haftacha, that for sure they're going to have a child. And sure enough, they had a child. Was there a question? The person has a Shaila on Rishim Baruch Hu, maybe it's not going to be in this guy. Maybe Taka, they won't have a child. No, for sure. He gives you Haftacha, But Kaddish Baruch Hu gives the Haftacha. Then Allah has Kama Kama. Anybody has a Suffolk? No one has a Suffolk. No one really has a Suffolk. And I'll prove to you that no one has a Suffolk. Anybody that comes to Shacharis in the morning. Why do you go to Shachar in the morning? Because Kaddish Baruch Hu, why do you come to Shachar in the morning? Kaddish Baruch Hu, Who said? The same Kaddish Baruch Hu told you to come to Shachar in the morning, he told you you're going to get suffered, right? It's only because you believe entirely in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's why you're doing it. But then it could have been from the Torah Yishenim, that that extra Hashkoh in the morning to get up for that is hard for people. I believe totally in Kaddish Baruch Hu. The reason why I come to Shachar in the morning is because. But it's hard. It's hard lamaisa to put into practice when you don't see it 100%. You don't see it in front of you. You don't have the check in front of you at the end of the month. It's much, much harder. And an incentive. I was just thinking. I remember there was by me where I live in Beitar. Somebody wanted to sponsor a seder limud for a refuah shlema for somebody. And mainly he got people. I don't know, 200 people or something on Erev Pesach in the morning, like one of the most busiest times in the entire year. To sit and learn for an hour and a half, I think it was. And he paid them 250 or 300 shekels. I don't remember exactly what it was. And the base measure was packed. Whoa. How'd you do that? Come on a regular year, you see, Baruch Hashem, you have the mesmid and the Baruch Hashem, the rezechet, they're going away for Pesach anyhow, and the house is clean, and Mechula, they're able to get in a little bit of time. Here, you pay 300 shekel, and you got a full base measure. What's the person needs a little bit of incentive. Now, the Gedolim were able to have this incentive Even without having the money. They had the incentive of knowing, everybody believes deep down, everybody knows that even one word of Torah is worth more than 300 shekel. Right? But you don't have it in front of us. It needs a little bit of Sima Slave. And I think that's really the end of the Pasha. The end of the Pasha says that what's the difference of the opposite of Yerushalayim? It says that Ayor is Devar Hashem Hichnis es Avodov Ves Mekneu Min HaTzadeh. And it says Ayor is Devar Hashem Miavdei Pari Hichnis es Avodov Ves Mekneu Mabatim. Somebody that's Yori Devar Hashem, somebody that is Yor Shemayim, he brought in his animals before Bar. And what's the opposite? What's the opposite of Yirat Shemayim? Somebody that didn't do that, how do we refer to him? Vasher lo yisom libo yal devar Hashem. He wasn't made to leave. It's not that he didn't hear it. It's not that he already had six markets written before him. You know. So even al-Safik, you should take it in. What do you have to lose? No, like some Leboy. It takes just a little bit of a Sima slave. It's not something that we don't believe. It's not something that we don't... it just needs a little bit of Sima slave. And the truth is that I think that really people, we do see it also in our lives. We do see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiyum. We do see the Ramban on this Pasuk, he says, what's the difference between Kel Shakai and Shem Hashem? Says the Ramban, V'nei Omer Elikim L'Moyshe, Nireitzi L'Ovitz B'Koyach Yodi Ashini Shoydid Boi Amazolos V'Oizu L'Bechiri, Avashmi Shal Yud... Yurhei asher boi niyeh kol avoyis lo nidat lehem. Livori lehem chadoshes v'shini yotelodos. The difference between Kel Shakai and Shem Avaya is Kel Shakai is ki'ilu the anhoga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has within the gedarim of the Teva, and Havaya is the shame of Hoyo Hoy Viviyah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Yesh Meyayin, Nisim Gluyim, Nisim that are out of the Derech HaTeva. And Meili says that I helped all the avoyis. I helped them win Mochomes and I helped them whatever they needed. But that was all in Shem Kel Shakai. It wasn't clear to everybody that was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, now I'm going to start with the Shem Avaya. Nisim Geluyim that are Yotzei Miderech HaTeva. A person can be made some lave that even when it's Miderech HaTeva, very often, I wanted to ask last time after we talked about the Ma'alas HaTefillah, everybody should... if they could send in one story of where they saw clearly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers this tefillah. That means it's not that there's no suffix that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're mashkiyan something, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back. We see the tzoris, and we see the... it's although it comes kilu b'derech hateva, so therefore maybe we're not made some leave to it. But for etzem, eke asher eke, in last week's parsha, the Ramban says a fascinating thing. He says, what's eke asher eke? He says the Ramban, HaKavon Alehem Bazek, Ki Moshe Omer Lafon Vizbaruch, Vomer Lui Mas Shemoy. He says, Klai Yisrael want to know what's your name. Shiyag Alehem Hashem Sheyura Hayrosh Lema Ala Metzias Val Hashgacho. I want you to give me a name that directly, that clearly shows, demonstrates that you're around and that you're Mashgiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Hishiva Lama Zeh Yishul Ishmi. Hashem says, you don't have to ask for a name. Ein Lem Tzorech Laraya Acheres, Ki Yeh Imam B'chol Tzorosim, Yikruuni Ve'enim. You want to know the clearest raya that there's in Baruch Shalom? Davin. 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 He says that's the clearest hoichocho that there's a Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that he's Mashgiach and that he's involved. So that's the clearest. Every person has their scenarios where they feel clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they know clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay them back for what it is. They give them Ashka. The story that I said about. I'll give an example just because it's hard for me. So I'll give the example of... we mentioned this, I think we mentioned this in the past. We had, we put on a generator in our house for Shlokov and Shabbos Kodesh. And it was before Rosh Hashanah. We decided that we were putting it on. And we asked the person about the... we asked the person that was putting it in, what do people do with regard to refrigerators? Because refrigerator, Bethlehem, is maybe only Mavriya Hari. In other words, you're preventing something from going bad. It's not considered a hanah b'poil that you're getting from electricity. It's just preventing something from going bad. So maybe that's not considered hanah from electricity. So you have to put it on. It's just that the refrigerator and these type of things, they take in a tremendous amount of electricity. And the initial installation of the generator and also the monthly, but is significantly different. It's significantly more expensive. So he said a lot of people, they give... they put in a generator, they don't put the refrigerator on. But afterwards, when they see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them back their money, then they do. So I said, okay, we'll go for it. 6 months we have. If I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back for the generator, then before Pesach we put on the refrigerator. Sure enough, over the course of the winter, we got certain things came up, started doing something, and mamish money came out of, I would say, almost out of nowhere, you could say. Almost out of nowhere. During that winter. It's clear from the Baruch Shalom. We put on the refrigerator. So two things that I want to say. Excellent. But our air conditioners, we still don't put on. Why not? You saw clearly. Oh, because the air conditioners, that takes another 4 amps. It's like 8,000 shekel installation, and every month it costs. That one, oh, 1 second. You already saw because it's broken payback. Well, what happened over here? That's the first story. Second story, as I told us, the Talmud Chacham Echad here. And I said, I'm telling you it works. I said, this is the story. This is the story. You saw the money got back, came back. He says, okay. He comes back to the next day. He says, I discussed it with my wife. And we decided that Kaplan should pay for the generator and Kaplan will get the money back. Sometimes you see it clearly, and even so, it's so hard. We see that Kodesh Baruch Hu pays Zechron. We see that it's not included. We see that it takes a little bit of a Simas Halev, but the Hashkah of being Mesim Lev and realizing that this is the best Hashkah that a person could do is that extra minute doesn't make a difference. We know that every minute of Torah is so Hashiv, but sometimes we feel like, I'm going to open up a Sefer for a minute. Yeah, open up a Sefer for a minute. That Hashkah of 1 minute, that is, means so much to Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's eternity, and it's something which is we're living now with avtacha, that avtacha of netzach netzachim for that 1 minute. You certainly will never regret your hashkah of 1 minute.